In today's gospel, the Samaritan woman voices her hope. I know the Messiah is coming, the one called the Christ. When he comes, he will tell us everything. And Jesus, looking right into her thirst, her past and isolation, says simply, I am he, the one speaking with you. That direct revelation changes everything. She expected the Messiah someday in the distant future, but he was already there speaking to her at the well. Her thirst for love, belonging, truth was quenched not by another trip to the well or another relationship, but by this personal encounter with the living water himself. This isn't just a story of old. It happens today, too. I recently read a testimony from a woman named Nicole. She entered the Catholic Church at Easter a couple years ago. And like the Samaritan woman, Nicole grew up feeling something missing. She had no father in her life and no faith at home. She chased love and security through multiple failed marriages, enduring abuse, rejection, depression, and hitting rock bottom, where she felt she had nothing left. But at her lowest, Jesus met her. Nicole wrote, a lot like the Samaritan woman at the well, Jesus showed me how I chased after men searching for love rather than seeking him. If I could drink of the living water, I would never thirst again. I wasn't an abandoned child without a dad anymore, because I had a father in heaven that loved me. For the first time in 38 years, I felt truly loved. Jesus revealed himself to her in a quiet, personal way, showing her the truth of her life, calling her back to her first love, and making all things new again. Just as he told the woman at the well everything she had done, Jesus showed Nicole her patterns and offered her healing. She left her old jar behind and found her home in the Catholic Church, drawn by love of Jesus and the Eucharist. Today, her life is transformed. She is rebuilding broken relationships, finding healing for old wounds, and stepping into a hopeful future. And here's the deepest wonder. While we thirst for God, God thirsts for us. In essence, this gospel is telling us that God wants us. God chooses us. God loves us with a depth that fills his own heart. It is almost overwhelming to know that God thirsts for our love. No matter our sin, no matter our inconsistencies, no matter our weaknesses, he yearns for us. Every Lent, we truly need to hear and believe, as a thirsty person yearns, seeks, and thinks of water, so does God yearn, seek, and think of us. He says to us, give me a drink. Jesus didn't wait at the well for a perfect person. He came to the Samaritan woman in her brokenness, spoke truth into her life, and revealed himself because he desired her friendship, her love, her whole self. The same Jesus met Nicole at her rock bottom, showed her she's not abandoned, but beloved by a heavenly Father, and drew her into the church. And he meets each of us here today in our own midday struggles, our empty jars, our repeated failures, saying, I am he, and I thirst for you. Remember his cry from the cross, I thirst. This Lent, let that sink in. We should drop our jars at the well of reconciliation, drink deeply of the living water in the Eucharist, respond to God who thirsts for us first. We should give him our love freely, our time, talent, and treasure, because when we do, his thirst is satisfied, and ours is quenched forever. Then, like the woman who ran into the town saying, "Come and see a man who told me everything. Could this be the Christ?" And like Nicole who shared her testimony, we become springs of living water for others because we've tasted how fiercely we are wanted.